Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 97 of Fishing the Kudos. I'm your host, Joel, the King Fisherman and the Skipper.
Oh,
and I'm here with...
the King Fisherman.
We are back from our fishing journey. We did post a little bit of content on our... Did you post anything?
No.
No wonder.
Did you?
Yeah, a few photoshopped images. We're going to be skipping things we've seen on Instagram this week that we aren't too sure about because Brett isn't at least allowed not to submit anything this week.
Oh, mate, this is – I can't believe you're still wearing those shoes.
I gave them a good deep scrub. Maybe you should.
Nah, but because the amount of slack you were getting for them.
True. Yeah, the skipper – the skipper
had a field day with you. There was 12 people on the boat, including you. 11 of them had a good time.
One of my athletes, Pierce, said, "I can't believe you." This is one who's always calling me a rake. He's like, "I can't believe you actually pulled a fish in with those skinny arms or something like that." And I'm like, "Well, I." Definitely had some difficulty with the first one, but then once I found my groove. But yeah, Brett and I were just...
And you're very, very sore now.
So sore. Like, all jokes aside, ridiculously sore in muscles that I've never been... Like, my back is so fucked.
Yeah.
Just like the whole, like the big, massive muscles of your back.
Yeah.
Like when I have like the back pain running, it's like near the joints at the lower back, but this is like my whole upper back. And you make jokes that I've got a fucking long torso. So that's a lot of back. That's a lot elongated back muscle.
And it was getting fully bent over. The fish was pulling you in.
It was an absolute blast though. Had so much fun. We will maybe talk about it on the Saturday because we've had a lot of people say, let's have a play-by-play. So we'll go into a few of the more details of how, like just how difficult it is to catch the fish. But yeah, it's good fun. Let's get into a little bit of what's dropped on Patreon the past week. So we had our episode 10 of Ask Us Anything. So thank you to all our friends of the show for writing in questions. Those ones are always fun to record. Plenty of good questions.
Lots of questions.
And I was going to say, you know how we usually say plenty of good questions and definitely some shit ones. I don't think there was any shit ones.
No. Everyone's got to be more mature lately.
By the way, Brett, do you want to maybe shade your eyes. I'm looking over.
I'm getting smashed with the sun.
I'm looking over at Brett and he's just recording the whole podcast with his eyes closed because he's got. We also had Spiked Up drop with Claudia Hollingsworth.
Yes.
One of the biggest up and comers in athletics right now.
Stars, aren't they?
Yeah.
Definitely. How many? There are 10 episodes and three pretty good guests.
Yeah, they are getting stars. The stars don't open our. DMs anymore.
We asked Claudia a few times and just got left on red.
Yeah. No, I was more thinking like with Johnny Depp hasn't come back to us. Leo hasn't come back to us. What else has dropped on Patreon, Brett?
Well, we had no hot takes because Riley was in Copenhagen running the marathon. Bit of a disappointing run for him. I think things have been going good in training, but yeah, I don't know. I sent him a message yesterday, but just said was feeling good, but then it just got bad. Which can happen in the marathon. I think definitely my athlete, Will Tian, had not the best run either. So I think, and he was a bit the same. So I don't know. It's hard traveling to a marathon as well. You're just doing international travel the week when you're trying to feel your best.
Yeah.
Always is risky, I think. But like, what do you do? Not everyone has the luxury to go over a month before and adjust. But But they'll both bounce back.
Yeah. They always do. And we've got, I know I said last week we would have Live, Laugh, Love and Run coming out. But Jack's a hard man to get hold of.
Busy man.
But we've got a drop in this week. So
looking for Matilda's bike if anyone's seen it out there.
that was
an evil laugh. Like you were stolen. Yeah. Chelsea riding on a new bike, a freshly painted bike.
Oh shit. It's because I usually have that high pitched Jimmy Carr inhale laugh, but my muscles have all deactivated in my back, so I can't laugh properly anymore. Oh geez, I'm still sore. I was saying to you this morning, like I do a lot of the peanut ball rolling. And like I've seen when, you know, like someone jumps on that thing for the first time, or they've never used it, they're always like, oh, this hurts. And I'm like, oh, no, it doesn't at all. Like, I just do it all the time. It's like if you're really used to the foam roller. But I was on it this morning and it was agonizing. But I wonder if, you know, how like you go to the gym and you work hard and then you absorb the training and stuff and then you get stronger and all
that. I literally just had that thought yesterday.
Yeah, just imagine we just did tuna fishing every weekend for like, but then you have like every 6 weeks of your deload tuna fishing where you only catch like little fish. But just imagine if my back would just get super ripped.
It would.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, all right, let's book in next week then.
No, I was wondering if I'd get stronger just from that one.
Nah, I think it's too much overload. Like would a runner, if a runner like had never run before and they just went out, put on their shoes and just went for a run as far as they could until their muscles stopped working, would they become a better runner?
Oh, I wasn't going that hard.
I thought we were answering for you here. You weren't going that hard.
You were an embarrasser, mate.
Miss. I love it. It's like you're like trying to like bully me and stuff, but there's like we've got a bunch of vegan listeners and they're going, good, Joel's an embarrassment on the boat. That's good.
So, you can have them.
I was actually thinking on the way there, like we shouldn't go into too much detail, you know, because I'm sure we have a lot. And then I was thinking, fucking Dave McNeil eats fish. So if Dave McNeil's not going to be finna buy, then that's fine. training weeks?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Oh, actually, before we get into training weeks, Sydney Marathon.
Yes. Also, this Sunday we have Sydney Marathon long run.
Yep.
Our once a month on, which we actually pushed back a week later because we're going fishing. But it's
it was to do that and to tie it in with, because, you know, obviously people can't commit to something all the time, and there's a big Runner's Paradise and Mad Rabbit crew. Had their one on the Sunday, the 12th, this Sunday. So we've jumped in with them. So it's going to be a massive turnout from the Runner's Paradise store at 7 a.m.
7 a.m, yep. Yeah, so there'll be a few pace groups, I think, starting from 4:30
all the way up to 6:30.
So, yeah. And then there's two route options, which is 18K and 28K. So yeah. I'm sure people can take other routes as well if they need.
For sure. And if you – I'll be running in the 4:30 pace group. So if you want to hear about, you know, any advice and stuff like from tuna fishing, I'm more than happy to give that to you.
But, yeah, hopefully we get a huge turnout with combining all the big groups in Melbourne.
For sure. Awesome.
Getting some tuna fishing. I mean, some training weeks. I literally stuffed that up.
Did you? Yeah.
I meant to say training weeks. I said tuna fishing.
I thought that was the joke. Oh, shit.
Yeah. So take Monday, I was still in Japan. That seems like so long ago.
Doesn't it? Yeah. It was that tuna fishing. I mean, we're going to be bringing it up the whole episode, but it's a 4.5 hour drive there.
Oh, it was long weekend.
It's a long weekend.
Yeah.
In fact, it wasn't a long week. It was a normal weekend, but it felt like a long weekend.
So, yeah, ran 14K in Japan just from the hotel and then flew out that day. So, didn't run in the evening.
Did you do some, like, sort of stretching and a few drills and strides in the plane?
No. And then I didn't get up once.
Really? I feel like you definitely – the professionalism of that sort of stuff disappears post race. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Like, if you're on the way to the race, I'd be getting up and moving around and stuff. But.
Yeah. Well, I think sleep is always my number one thing. If I can sleep as much as possible. And yeah, I did. I had a good sleep on that flight. So I woke up and we were about to land. So I didn't have to get up.
But. Were you sore? Like, getting off?
No, not too bad. I
imagine doing the tuna fishing, then jumping on an 8 hour flight, then getting up. Yeah. Your back's fused into the chair.
I got here and then pretty much came home and went straight for a run because we were about to record last week's episode. Just ran an hour from my house around Richmond, ran 6 kilometres that evening. I think I was late to get somewhere. So
I was going to say, it sounds a short.
Well, to be honest, I only ran 26 minutes. So I was definitely had something to do.
Weren't you at the VIS, maybe?
Tuesday, I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah. It's very hard to remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I was late because I remember I was like, yeah, I had to quickly get the run. I started at 5:07 too, so I had I went to that breathing thing.
That's right.
I went and did like a breathing class.
Yeah.
At this place in Richmond, and it was really good.
But yeah, so you explained it to me that it was one of those things where it was your first time, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And then you were like blown away by it.
Yeah, definitely. It was really good. And like it was the quickest hour ever. Like I literally thought we were 15 or 20 minutes in, and he was like, and then he's like, all right, like that's the end of the session. And I was like, man, we're fucking getting gypped here.
Yeah. Were there any points where you've closed your eyes? Because
Did you close your eyes?
Yeah, that's when you turn the clock forward.
Yeah, yeah.
You get into your car and you're like, fucking hell, that was a long walk to my car. Like,
it makes no sense. It makes
zero sense.
So it was really good. Yeah, so the class I did was like long, slow, deep. So it's what?
Keep going.
That's what it was called.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They take you through three different parts, but then it's like building up to these breath holds. But then the breath holds, like, it's so funny because, like, the first one, you're like, fuck, that was actually a bit hard. And then the second one, like, oh, that was a bit easier. The third one, I feel like I could have held my breath forever. Like, yeah. It gets easier and easier.
I really want to try it. I'm definitely going to try it.
But as soon as I did this, like, 1 week, like unlimited things, and I only went the once.
Yeah.
Because it's, well, that's not a convenient time for me. I wanted to go another time.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're a convenient time for rest of the working population. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like I have to do my run a little bit early, do a bit of a shorter run. So
what time is it? Six.
Six, yeah.
And whereabouts?
Not far away, only like halfway from my house. But
could you not? Like you don't want to go there dirty after a run. Like you can like rock up in your running gear.
I probably could, but it's like, yeah, I definitely like just run there. Do you mean
what's the okay? I'm actually really interested. What's like the arrangement when you get there? What does it look like? Does it look like a yoga studio?
Yeah, but it's like has all these lights and you know, the NGV, moving wall thing,
yep.
Like that on the walls, kind of.
Yeah, so like a display. Yeah. Do you sit on the floor?
So you put your stuff in the other room.
Yeah.
Then you go in, you like find a mat, and it's like.
Okay, so there's mats. So
mat like and like pillow and like a thing, put you on your under your legs, and there's blankets as well, so you can get it under a blanket, get it cozy. I didn't know to get a blanket, and so I was just like lying there without a blanket, and then like saw everyone get a blanket, oh shit. And then some other people didn't get a blanket. I was like, thank God. I didn't want to get up and like get a blanket.
That's what happens with yoga when I've seen it, like when this wasn't that long ago, where it was my first time when I made that big time. But now I'm like, you know, I see like four people come in and four people rock up and it's my only like sixth session, but I think I'm an expert. And like they come in, they don't get the, I've actually forgot the name of what they're
Bolster.
Called. Bolster. That has absolutely done a number on me. That just proves. But they're like they don't get one. And I haven't seen your face around here. And then the instructor will be like, I said, get your bolster. And then they're looking around panicked and they have to get up and walk to the back. And I'm like,
So as I was walking around the thing, there was like a lady there and she had her phone. And I like said, oh, you're supposed to have your phone. But she took it in like, I was like having a bit of a go at her. And I was just like,
and I know what you mean.
I'm just like, nah. I'm like, I'm just was wondering, was I supposed to bring mine in?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Because you just have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. But she just wanted to like film because it like kind of looks pretty cool. But
how embarrassing would it be if like, you know, the instructor walks in like with a big laptop or something and you've just followed and you're like, oh shit. So you run the time.
Yeah.
And you follow it and you follow like and set up right next to the instructor. You're like, beg your pardon.
But it was good. A bit like, yeah, everyone's like doing their breath out. It's fine. But there was one guy just going, and I'm just like it was kind of starting to annoy me a bit at the start. But then I forgot about it. But it was really good. Yeah, I just wish there was a few more midday classes.
Mm. I'll definitely give it a shot. Just to give good, even if it's
they have
good.
Yoga as well that you can do. And I was going to go to that one day, but I had just been like to the kind of osteo stretch thing that I do, and I was like, it's probably a little bit too much.
There's at my yoga studio, they'll do often like some of these like chants. Yeah. And like I'm very in the mood, but even then I'm like starting to feel a bit embarrassed and stuff. Like it's like they're pretty much singing. Like, do, oh, I don't really? Know what, yeah, it's like this, some sort of like, I, to be honest, I don't know, but I'm like doing it pretty damn quiet. like there's people breaking into song and I'm like,
what kind of yoga class are you going to with it? It's like a band fighting them back.
I realize I'm in like a Renaissance fair thing. Yeah, everyone was wearing leather chaps. Oh shit!
But yeah, I wish I did go another time. It's like,
can't you go again? Like,
well, I can go today. No, so I just did my week, little unlimited thing, and then
$400 week introduction.
Yeah, and
come as many times as you want. You've only gone once.
Yeah, it said like, because it must, people can buy passes and stuff like that. So like, it would say when you click on the name, it would say like 10 or like 9 to go. Mine said like 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
Gotcha.
Like, fuck, imagine I'm trying to get all that. Try and don't take one normal breath all week.
So stupid. Oh god.
Okay, Wednesday morning went out to Yarra Flats, did 90 minutes with Sinead, 22.6k
hill loop.
No, we just do it out and back on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
save the legs a little bit.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah, 34 minutes in the evening. An hour on Thursday morning and then 7.8K in the evening. And then we went out.
How come you're swapping between minutes and Ks?
Mixing it up.
Choose your own adventure.
And then we went to the lake on Friday morning.
We did.
To do three by 12 minutes. So back at the lake, which is good. But yeah, there was some traffic. I thought that it was all open, but it wasn't, obviously.
And as far as the lake goes, unreal conditions.
It was.
The lake, you can have me if you like that.
Yeah.
But when it's windy, I want to be back at the boulevard.
Yeah. Yeah.
With broken dreams.
So it was pretty good. I did the first one in 3 minutes and then dropped it back to 303s for the second one, then back to 3 minutes for the last one.
I just couldn't
feel okay.
Yeah. It was for me, I'll get to my training week, but like, you know, before I got sick, I was doing a couple of like 10-minute blocks at like 3-minute Ks.
Mm.
And I knew you were going to be running about 3-minute Ks and geez, you were so far in front. And I was just like that. And I was looking, I was like, I remember I was like 4 weeks ago, I was thresholding at that.
Yeah.
And it's like, now I'm here.
Yeah. It'll come back. And then fishing day.
Hey,
fishing this way. Hopefully, we should put a timestamp in the notes about
it's like the retention rate. It's the opposite.
It's spike like in the middle.
Huge big spike.
Should we talk about fishing?
So we went out on. We met the skipper out on the pier at was seven a.m. Yeah. And we didn't really know what to expect. But the bloke, Rambo, his name was, which is quite funny. The only two.
He also spoke about himself in third person.
He did.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious. So the only other person I've ever known to do that is Kevin Batt.
Yeah. Batty. But this guy did it for everything. Batty would like.
Yeah, no, Batty does a bit of a joke.
Yeah, but this guy, everything.
Yeah, it was pure. Yeah, like, Rambo. It was so good. And the only two Rambos I know are full blown psychopaths. So it was a fitting name. But we didn't really realize. I think we thought that we might be riding out in the boat for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we start trying to catch fish. But it was a 90-minute ride.
At least.
I think. And so when we got the message the day before, it was like, to pay the remaining, because you put deposit, deposit. And so we had a name and it was like, cheers, Rambo. And geez, I hope there's no Sharkman fishing. Nah, that's fine. Shem, one of the blokes we went fishing with, one of his mates goes on that charter all the time. So he knows the captains and stuff, all the skippers. And we said, we got Rambo. And he goes, he's a maniac or something like that. Yeah. He's crazy. But it wasn't like in a bad way, but we didn't really know. And he was such a nice guy, like such a legend. But he was like my dad has a boat. So I know I've been on boats before when you're a bit rough and like what you do sort of over the weight, over the waves and over the swell. It was like he was flooring it. And just sort of leaning into the steering, he was like lodged in between the steering wheel and the seats, standing up, rolling a dart, and just slamming over the waves. And every wave that would like, it was almost like he was sort of surprised by it. Yeah. And then he'd be like, "Ah, oh, you dog." You know? And the whole boat, we're all like we're getting
there's other 10 other people in the back just rolling around getting smashed.
I was explaining it to like Mum and Chelsea after, and I said, "You guys genuinely would have hated it."
Yeah.
Like everything about that you would have hated.
Yeah.
There's no way. It's definitely like, it was full on.
Yeah.
And I think all of us were sort of surprised by that. Like we're sort of looking at, like at the beginning, it's a bit fun and stuff, but like at 90 minutes in, when I feel like my sacrum's about to snap in half, my SIJ is like, going, please don't stop.
It was good because everyone found out they didn't have stresses in their back. On that, because it would have shown up on that. Don't get, if you ever have a stressy, don't get an MRI. Go on one of these. One, you get some tuna, and two, you find out about your back.
Imagine that. Imagine going to
can't get in for an MRI for 2 weeks. We get him in Sharkman fishing this weekend.
Sports doctor, Sharkman fishing. When they go, how'd you find out about it? It's a sports doctor referral. And to be honest, if you're going with Brett as well and me, you'll be hearing the same noise as the MRI and the Sharkman. Brett. Oh shit. We're damn well stupid today, my friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then we started like we're looking out for like the what are they called? This bait ball. So yep. It's like you're out on the middle of the ocean, can't see any land, and you so there's all birds around, so there's like a little bit of life and you're trying to look in the horizon and what you're looking for is fish diving and a bit of like roughness in the water. As Rambo was we're riding and he goes, "Yo, so boys, what we're looking for is a buster." So we've all taken it under our like how Aussie blokes did we become? Like I was trying to take my merrills off.
You wish you wore a different outfit.
Well, Saskia thought I had a checkered business shirt. Yeah. Literally, you know, it was a fishing shirt. But so yeah, we're like riding along and then all of a sudden he just like stops the boat. I was going to say he parked it. He stops it and he's just like, there was a bust up right in front of us and there's just fish diving and pretty much you just like stop and then there's just chaos on the boat for the next 15 seconds. They're throwing lines in and then you just hear like ding and then it's like, whoosh. I don't know how to do that. How do you make the noise of the line?
I don't know.
Sort of like that. And they're just going off and then it's like another one and it's just like blokes just run into the lines.
The funny thing was they didn't explain what was going to happen.
No, that's the thing. Yeah, and there was no
like, and just all of a sudden the deckhands just throwing lines in, and we're just like, "What's going on?" And yeah. Like we didn't know if we caught one fish or we didn't know there was going to be four on at one time.
I had no idea.
It was just like a chaos and chaos. Adrenaline through the roof. Yeah.
Crazy adrenaline. You were one of the first.
The other boys, those other boys caught one.
Yeah.
And then I was probably in the second group by myself.
Yeah.
Because only one got on.
That's right. So, yeah, and you, you like did a good job. And I remember you said something. It wasn't like I wish it wasn't as hard, but it was like it would be more fun if it was just a little bit less difficult.
Yeah. Like, I was trying to think about it. It's like, into different terms. It's, you know, you do a calf isometric.
Yeah.
And it's like ridiculously heavy weight and you can't move it.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Yeah.
It's not like doing calf raises with a heavy weight where it's like, I feel like I'm moving here, doing stuff.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
just struggling.
Yeah, yeah. You're like literally struggling. And we got no technique, no technique advice. And I'm sure Brett will get onto that shortly. But you sort of were shaking a bit after you got onto the boat. I don't think we need to go into all the details of what happens when they're on the boat, because it's not, you know, if you are vegan, you're not going to like that.
Yeah.
But it's, it's just like full on and you were sort of shaken, but not like from adrenaline, just because your muscles are
cooked. Arms is like the biggest pump and you're just like, everything's just sore and you're just like and you were exhausted. Like,
yeah. And you were like, "Mate, that's so hard. I didn't expect it to be that hard." And I was sort of like, whatever. And then,
you got on.
So it was my turn was last and it was, I remember thinking at the beginning, what's it called? Like the slack, or not the slack, the to the tightness keeper.
Yeah.
Jeez. We can't be a fishing podcast.
No.
Oh my God, quick, come on. Shit. All the people in there driving their car are going to be going.
Yelling at it.
Anyway, we'll think of it. And so you're like tightening up the rod.
It's like the resistance, but it's not that.
It's not the resistance. This, I think we should cut this so we don't embarrass ourselves to all the fish. Far out. So my, like, it's the the line is like, or the reel is like locked on. It's not, the reel's not open, and the tuna is still running with the line. And I can hear it just going like out and out. And I'm thinking as it's going and further out, I'm thinking, that's it. I remember. It's the drag. How did you not remember it, Brett? I got it. Brett's just opened up his phone and mouthed drag to me. So, you know, I didn't change the drag. And yeah, the tuna's just running out, but because I was the only one on at that point, the other guy, like the other rods are in, so they wait to bring them in case another one gets on, and they're waiting like 20 seconds as mine's running, and then they go, nah, all right, bring the others in. So then it's just me by myself, and I'm like, I would have liked to start reeling in before it ran another 30 meters.
But I also caught one by myself.
Yeah, you did. You did, yeah. Definitely.
So I went through the exact same stuff right now.
You did. So yeah, I just had, it's funny if you tell it.
Well, yeah, okay. So Joel's, he's surprised by how hard it is, and there's a few swear words coming out, and he's yelling. But like with the,
I fought it for a while, but yeah.
And then it was just getting harder and harder. It was pulling you down and into, and like you were struggling to like pull it up, and
the drag was usually the tuna kept running. And no, I did hear, in my defense, I heard the deckhand say to a couple of the guys, "Oh, you got to tighten the drag," or he'd go over and tighten the drag. He never did that to me. And just never did it. It just kept running.
Anyway, so most people like, I like shoved it in my hip, and my hip is sore. Mine from is where it was.
For the second
and
time.
Then, but, or some people put it under their arm if they're a bit stronger. Yeah. We probably don't have that upper body strength for that. But Joel has gone for in between his legs, clenching with his butt cheeks, in the funniest stance you've ever seen. And everyone is just like, what is going on? Like, we are crying on the boat. So there's five of us. So Joel and then four mates. Us four are like having a field. They're just laughing. And then the other three blokes that are just randoms, but they're mates, like they realize we're having a laugh at it. So they go, all right, fine, we're allowed to laugh at it. Then the deckhand's getting into you. Then the captain starts getting into you. Then he discovers your shoes. So like that just like sets him off.
12 blokes at once.
The thing is
because of my I'm like, I am always one for having a laugh at myself. You know, anyone that doesn't have a laugh at their expense is a dickhead in my eyes. But I tell you what's hard is getting laughed at by 12 blokes while you're also in the 10 out of 10 pain. I was in so much pain. I'm trying my ass off and this thing is just not going. And I was like starting to crack it, mentally crack it. And I was like, no, this is
no, you were.
I was. And I was going, no, this is fuck. And my arm was dying because I didn't really have the technique right. And then Shem, I was like, I want to one. In my eyes, I was like, I need one of you guys to know how hard this is. And I was thinking, I've got a whale on or something. So then I swap out. Shem does it for a bit and he gives me a break. And Shem was doing it better because he had like the better technique. I obviously had the technique so wrong. And then he passed it back over to me and I finally got it in.
There was one part in the video I was filming it and like, everyone's laughing and you're like looking back like, what are they laughing at?
I have no idea what they're laughing at because I was in too much.
But it was like you had like a funny note on your back or something.
I did. And the funny note was a fishing rod wedged up my arm. Yeah.
But there's a point where you see you mentally break when the deckhand tries to grab the rod to put it into your hip and you just let go and give him the rod. You're just like, yeah, please, thank you. And he's like, nah, and gave it straight back to you.
Gotcha. But I don't know. Now, look, I don't know if it would have made it harder at all, but at least I got the captain's respect because they lost a lure. It was like the one with all the like, it was like four lures on one and it was connected to the back of my fish.
Yeah.
So it was like my fish and a lure. And I was then, everyone was taking the piss out of me and I was like saying, well, it's because I caught the lure as well. And it's like, how much could that have really added? I don't know. But the second one I caught.
But also, please don't say you gained the captain's respect. Like you brought her back maybe a touch.
I've gone from him thinking I am the biggest loser in the Southern Hemisphere to him maybe thinking there might be one or two other losers. No, the funny thing is, and God, I laugh at this. Did you see how much I was helping when we got back and they were gutting them? But I was like helping so much to try and get all the like back with the boys, and I had a beer in my hand. I'm like, see, I'm a Aussie bloke. I'm trying.
By the way, this bullying with Joel went on so hard that one of the random guys that was on the boat too, like, said a quiet word to Joel about, like, mate, come on, mate. You're not that bad. No, like, you
this,
did no,
this
right.
is why it was after the first fish I caught. He goes, mate, I just got to say, good work. Like, at least you're giving it a shot. And yeah. I have like a good sense of humor. So I was like thinking, mate, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm not actually sad that I'm getting bullied here. Do not make it worse. And I'll be honest, now I can tell this, but we all had a chance to get a second fish, right? I was shitting bricks before that second fish because I was like literally doing breath work and stuff, trying to get in the zone because I was my arms and everything was so, and I was thinking, if it is as hard as that first one, I'm done. I'm going to have the same thing happen. And I shoved the rod into my hip and it was 10 times easier. So that was it.
Yeah.
It was just a technique fault.
Everyone was allowed to catch two fishes. Like that's the max you can take. And
which is good. And sustainable fishing. Yeah.
And they said, who still needs them? And you and Lockie and Sarati put up their hands.
Oh, that's right.
And then the captain goes, oh, this, we're going to be out here all day.
And in my defense, I brought it in quicker than Lockie.
You did.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was, Lockie was exhausted after that.
Yeah. I think the thing is we all caught two fish and like I was asking people like what was harder and they were quite different. Like, I think Lockie said his second one was way harder. My first one was way harder.
Yeah.
Do you know what yours was? Both hard.
Because I had the two different rods. Yeah. Like that first rod was fucked. Like the second one was so much easier. But also it was like kind of getting close and then I'd run away. And I was like,
yeah, that was a hard thing.
I'm like, stop running. You should be swimming.
Yeah. We actually had a message. Let me just get this up on FTK's Instagram. Remember how we were talking about the bananas?
Oh, yeah.
So from Erica, Erica Gibbs, thank you for sending this. She said, hey team, hope the fish were biting down in Portland. I'll tell you what, they were. Fun FYI, bananas are bad luck because boats that took bananas with them on travels used to end up getting really sick with scurvy before they knew what scurvy was and how it happened. Mm-hmm. So bananas release gases that ripen all your other fruit. So sailors would toss all their fruit out and not eat anything with the vitamin C for the rest of the journey, making the crew super ill. The only link they could think of for ages why these crews were getting so sick and dying was the bananas. So it's because if you have bananas stashed with the other fruit, they release some sort of gas that over-ripens them. So then you have to throw out everything, which is super interesting. And then, so Brett was like walking onto the deck at the first eating a banana where everyone was having a go at him.
Once we caught all these fish, we're like, all right, let's head back home. Oh, so geez. Fucking another 2 hours.
Literally.
Like smashed by these waves.
And then
you're like, oh, I just want to get home. Like I've caught the fish. It's not exciting anymore. Like
definitely. And then you have to do all the work. I actually found that, to be honest, quite therapeutic, I was saying. Like I just – shit, like we're watching the footy.
It took a while.
It took a while, yeah. Like, probably not, what would you say, just under an hour each sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had how many, 10 fish?
Yeah.
And it was probably 3 or 4 hours we were working
All working, like, cutting it up and putting it into bags and, like, freezing it all and, But
had some good tuna that night.
Oh, so what did we do? We did
sashimi, tuna tartare, and then some sesame wrapped.
Yeah,
so it's fried tuna.
The pan, like the tuna steak, sort of seared with the raw in the middle. Beautiful. And then I cooked the soba noodle.
Yep,
the cold soba noodle with the dipping sauce. That was beautiful. And the Bombers won, which was good.
Melbourne won.
So
overall, it was long weekend there.
Overall, very fun weekend. And you, Sunday morning?
Yep, ran 2 hours, went out along, like in Portland from where we're staying, just kind of through the town and out to the point, and it looked a lot rougher out there on the water. It was like pretty windy. And I was just like, and
you were thinking, what would Rambo be doing out there?
And when it, like, I woke up at like 7, it was like raining, and I was like, fuck, like imagine that was us.
Yeah.
I wonder, what do they do?
If it was pissing down raining, I think you just go out in the rain. You just you're gonna be wet anyway.
So all the people on the back are just
soaked,
getting soaked.
I reckon you just wear raincoats. Oh. They're not gonna cancel it.
Mm.
Think about it. You've seen, buddy.
Wicked tuna, yeah.
Yeah.
So. I know, but It would suck.
It would.
Like, because we were out there for 6 hours. You could be out there for eight.
Yeah.
You're just getting soaked, but yeah. How's your week?
Good. So started off on Monday, did a 45-minute jog from home. I just got back from I went and did 60 minutes. I'm just so used to running shorter on a Monday. Running shorter on a Monday because of the long run Sunday, but Sunday I only did an hour up in Ballarat because I'd obviously come off like 2 weeks of pretty much no running. And I was quite just trying to get ready for Tuesday's workout, which I worked out was like my first workout in like 3 weeks. And I think the last Tuesday workout I'd done was 8x K at the 10 in like 2:54 average. So it was shit to have like go back to the 10 because it was very hard for me not to compare. Mm. And I know I haven't like, I know it's sort of one of those things where you think you've lost a crazy amount of fitness. You haven't. It's just like you got to get your body back into feeling good. But I felt like a different person running. Like it was just so, my first one was 3:10, and that was obviously the quickest I've run in, you know, like a month. And it just felt so shit. And I was running with Lockie Morehouse and just trying like, all the guys that, you know, I'm usually training in front of were way in front of me. And it was funny. I asked Ed Marks after. Like, he was so far in front. And I was like, oh, what were you sort of running? And he's like, oh, 2:54s. And I'm like, so that's what I was doing
3 weeks
ago. And he's just so far in front. And it feels like the same. I'm pushing.
I like how me and Ed both just turned up this week to just make you feel bad. Run the paces that you used to run.
Exactly. Literally. Yeah. You like both messaging each other going, how did it feel? Tim O'Shaughnessy was there and he said, like, he's like, oh, bad, I'd like to hear you so sick. He goes, how much running have you done? I'm like, well, I did one long run. I pretty much had like 4 days off, 5 days off running, one long run, and then 6 days off. So it's pretty much like 2 weeks off with one run in the middle. And a lot of that was just lying in bed, which is not good. And he's like, well, you've got to be really careful now. Like you think you can jump straight into like sort of normal training, but now's the time when you'll get like a tendon or a joint or something will go. So he's like, be real careful. He's like, I just do 6x K today. So yeah, start at 3:10 and it came down. I think my quickest was like 3:02, 3:03, but it was hurting. And it's just hard not to, like, I'll be honest, I was mentally fucking off it after the session. Like I was trying to work on like gratitude on the drive home, being like, at least I'm out drive. But I was like, I was literally thresholding this pace and feeling like trying to slow myself down at threshold 3 weeks ago. And now I'm feeling like I'm running so hard in a K of a 10 to run the same pace. But then Wednesday, so I was pretty pissed off. Then Tuesday night, went to the Pulse session at Pretty Park and ran, did the warm up and a little bit extra. It was like a 25-minute double. So because I said I'm back into doubles. Then Wednesday I had just did 50 minutes. My body was like, yeah, feeling pretty cooked. I didn't want to I was just sort of monitoring my Ks because I didn't want to go from zero to like 115 or something. So I'm just doing some shorter, bringing the hours back to like 50 minutes just to run more often. And then did gym that night. And again, I had so much DOMS, such bad DOMS, I should say, just because when you don't do gym for a while, it like comes back and gets you. Thursday, another 50 minutes and yoga. So yoga was good. Different instructor though, and it was like way harder. Like it was because I do the chill one, which is supposed to be more for, because I'm not doing it for strength. I'm doing it more for flexibility. Yeah. And this was just like I was working hard.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
well, it's just like, different it was just, type of yoga.
So it's called like supposed to be flow. And this I know for sure this instructor was new because I was hearing him talk to someone downstairs about like. Not that he was new, but at that type of yoga, and he was because he was asking questions. He's like, oh, so what sort of thing, you know? Yeah, so he's asking like, what do they usually do? And then it was just, I don't think he realized how slow it's supposed to be, and it was way quicker. Yeah. So he was just probably backed off a little bit to what he, and I could tell everyone was looking around at each other, which is annoying. Like it's really good for strength and stuff, but I use that.
That's all you're there for.
I use it literally for flexibility. It's like I'm doing gym, and I'm doing it just so I'm like my body feels good for threshold Friday morning. Again, body's just felt like shit, and I knew it's going to feel like shit for a while until I get used to running again. So rocked up to the lake on Friday morning, and Sinead was like, I've got 3x12 minutes, so 12 at 3:20, then 12 at 3:25, and then 12 at 3:20 again. And Lockie Morehouse was doing that with a minute easy jog. So I was like, oh, well, I'll just start off with you guys. And my heart rate was so low. So I obviously am not like that unfit. I only had the wrist heart rate, but it was sitting at like 145 for like the first 12 minutes. And I was just like, so like, I was not working hard, and I've fighting that. Like there's like the voice in my head's like, just go around and start running properly. But my body felt cooked. Like my back was hurting. You know, I just felt like uncoordinated, and I reckon my technique's all off. So I ended up doing, and then I did the next 12 minutes. And then I think I finished. So I was like, 10.5K to back to like for two laps.
Two laps, yeah.
And I think we had like another 2 or 3 minutes to go, and I just stopped there because I could feel that calf thing going a little bit.
So is this after 3x10?
No, 12. So I did
3x12, yeah.
So I did over 30 minutes. So I did 12:24. I did 34 minutes of threshold, I think. 34:33, which is actually the most amount I've thresholded in this year.
And the latest.
But it's not threshold.
Calf has come on.
The latest my calf has come on, yeah, for sure. But I'm also running 15 to 20 seconds a K slower. But yeah, look, I was at least happy to get a good amount of K's in, but my back was hurting. And anyway, at least I'm running, and I'm not, even my knee was hurting a little bit, but I think that's just not, you're going to feel all these little niggles. Whereas, you know, when you're running the same amount of K's each week, your body just is used to it. And then straight after on Friday, we went to a talk with Patterson and Walker, recruitment agency. So Cam and Luke that, you know, reached out to us. Invited Brett and myself to lunch at Chin Chin in Melbourne for us to talk at. It was our first corporate gig and had an absolute ball. It was mainly around the Olympics, so Brett was the lead guest, and I was sort of more like the host. Role,
interviewer,
and then you know, like it was funny. I made a joke about this, but it was like, you know, I had to pretend like I hadn't met you before, almost. You know, I'm asking all these questions I already knew the answer to and stuff, just to get the crowd interested. And then we went to Q&A. Well, I was walking around with a mic, and everyone was asking you a heap of questions. And you know, both Cam and Luke said after, like, it was amazing, and they sort of told us we should do more corporate speaking. So.
Who knows? It could be staying there.
That could be. But yeah.
But no, it was fun. It was fun. It was, I didn't really know how it'd go, but it seemed to go pretty smoothly.
Yeah. When it was one of those things where I couldn't really feel like, I couldn't get super excited to go away fishing because I knew, like, it was such, like, a, you know, you've got like an important job to do. You know, there's over 100 people there speaking in front of that amount of people. But yeah, no, everyone loved it. So, you know, where to reach us if you're a corporate and you want public speaking. We can do that or take you out on a charter to catch you. Yeah. Saturday was
fishing day. So we got up at 7.
We go through it all again. That's unfair that but imagine all the people in the comments are like, geez, Brett's training week was the best I've ever heard. Yeah. So obviously, yeah, don't need to talk about that again. Saturday, I had the day off. Then Sunday, Brett, you woke up early about 8:30 to do your run, and I'd slept on the couch because there was only 4 beds and the couch was pretty shit and didn't have the best night's sleep. So I was like, when I saw you going, and I knew you'd be running around 4-minute Ks, so I thought, nah, stuff that. I'm going to get another hour or two of sleep and then head out for my run. And when it just went out while I went out, I think I left at like 9:30 or something, and the other guys were still asleep. So I went out. I was probably running for half an hour, and then I saw you coming back on the road and like gave you a wave, and you looked like you were moving a lot quicker than I was. So I made a good call there. And then I got back and I, you know, feeling good. I've done my run, and everyone took the piss out of me again because apparently I time my run perfectly to avoid all cleaning. And I was like, in my defense, you guys were all asleep when I left, but little did they know came back early, looked through, saw you cleaning, went out, did a bit more. But
then on the drive home, you had another nap.
Yes, I did. This is the worst. I'm like, you took some videos of me sleeping. No one ever looks good like that. I've got like one eye half open. So bad. So what's a perfect transition into things we've seen on Instagram this week that we aren't too sure about?
Mine, well, I don't know. I've got a few things, but
you can only submit one.
It's definitely going to be someone of you fishing with the rod between your legs.
Oh, geez. Mine is his name Cody Adams?
Yeah.
I think it is Cody Adams. This is definitely the bloke that gets sent to us the most.
Yeah.
And I think from all reports from this Cody bloke, he would be loving that because he is, you know, loves the attention. But I'm just like, it's just, I'm really against what this bloke is all about, mainly because he, you know, was a big party boy and used to, you know, drink, and he makes that known on Instagram and social media and stuff. And it's like, he's spent, you know, all his young years partying and stuff, and then just woke up one day and decided it's not good for you and has decided to condemn everyone else.
Yeah.
And the particular video I'm talking about is this video where he's, it's just so bad. We'll share it on the story, but he ends up finishing this video with holding a gel, dropping it on the floor, and then going gel drop and walking off as if it's like a mic drop. And I just watch it, and
he's so cringy.
It's just so cringy. And I'm certainly not an advocate for bullying, but some of the comments on his posts are quite funny. Mm-hmm. And he, in his defense, he just accepts them and writes back and just tears people back. but yeah, I just don't, to be honest, I just don't like people that, you know, his whole brand and image is trying to make people feel bad, you know, because his thing is there's nothing about balance. It's like if you have one beer on your birthday, he's like, you're a dickhead.
Mm.
That's what he said. He's like, there's no room for any of that. And he's like, real preachy. And I just think there's no space in our sport for that sort of bullshit.
No, and he just sucks.
So, on that note, we'll see you on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. at
Runners. 7 a.m. start. So get there a little
bit early. Get there a bit early. At Runners Paradise for the Sydney Marathon Run Club group run, because Sydney Marathon has now sold out.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Congratulations to Sydney. Insane.
Yeah.
24,000, right?
Yeah, which is huge.
So big.
So looking good for them becoming a major, I think.
Yeah. And if I get an elite entry, 24,001.
Yeah.
but no, it'll be sick. And we'll catch you next week, Fishing the Kudos, episode 98.
See you guys.
See ya.